The natural gas boom here in the U.S. and the controversial process known as fracking have brought jobs and growth to local businesses around the country. But 5 years into the boom, one Northeast Pennsylvania community finds itself at a turning point. The town of Towanda, population 2,900, has seen some of its drilling and the money that came with it head elsewhere. As NPR's Scott Detra reports, the community is trying to figure out whether the slowdown is a temporary pause or the beginning of a bust.
You want to know how natural gas drilling has changed Towanda, Pennsylvania? Start with the traffic. That's the first thing everyone who lives here will tell you about.
The traffic has gotten a lot worse.
The traffic here is horrendous.
It's heavy-duty truck traffic.
But since the spring, there have been fewer trucks on Towanda's roads. That's because drilling in surrounding Bradford County has slowed down. All that fracking in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and other states has driven the price of natural gas down to record lows. So energy companies have either moved on to western Pennsylvania or Ohio, where the gas is more lucrative, or just slowed down operations. That means business has fallen off in Towanda. Karen Parkhurst says there aren't as many people coming into her restaurant.
Which is why we never complained about the traffic, because, you know, where there's traffic, there's people to come in your restaurant.
Parkhurst's place, the weigh station, still does steady business, but it's pretty easy to find an empty table these days. She's had to scale back on some employees' hours. Parkhurst remembers the drilling boom's early days, when gas men just poured into the restaurant.
People just kept coming, drill bit sharpeners and drillers and Chesapeake people, Southwest Energy, all kinds of them.
She and her business partner, Barbara Keeney, were shocked.
Wow!
And it just kept getting better, yeah. Actually. And it just stayed better. It just, stuff just kept falling in our laps.
Other stores on Towanda's main drag benefited, too. Jan Millard works at a place called the New Shoe Store. She says the drillers who moved to Towanda from the South brought their culture and their money with them.
About, oh, probably 3 years ago now, I had a guy come in, and he said, where are all your pull-on boots? And I said, oh, I hardly ever sell a pull-on boot. And he said, well, you better get some in, he said, because you're going to need them. And the very next customer that came in after him asked for pull-on boots again. And I thought, holy smokes, we better get some pull-on boots.
But a boom has a downside, too. More people will lead to more crime. Police Chief Randy Epler says his force has its hands full.
DUIs, bar fights, domestic issues.
And rent soared, too. Apartments that went for $300 a month in 2008 cost more than $1,000 these days. The rent has stayed high, even though the rate of drilling has fallen. Bradford County's gas is what's considered dry. That means it doesn't contain valuable byproducts like ethane and butane that drillers can separate and sell. So as drilling companies have focused on western Pennsylvania and Ohio, where the gas is more valuable, the number of new wells has fallen. Jan Millard at the boot store says the shift was sudden.
I had so many regulars, the same guys would come in every week. It's like they didn't have any place else to go but the shoe store. And they'd come in and, you know, you get kind of friendly with them. And it seems like so many of them have gone, just gone.
Nobody in Towanda thinks the drillers are gone for good. The town has seen booms and busts before. Coal a century ago, timber a few decades later. Towanda's economic fortunes now lie with something beyond the town's control. The price of natural gas. If prices increase enough to spur more drilling, the current slowdown may just be a lull in Towanda's latest boom. If they stay low, however, it could be the beginning of Towanda's next bust. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
This report comes to us from State Impact, a collaborative project between NPR and member stations examining the effect of state policy and issues on people's lives.